We welcome back to the program, but wearing a new hat this time, our friend Tom Richmond. Tom, how are you this afternoon?
Hi, I am very good. Thank you so much for having me on your program. And I was just wondering if you could hear me okay. I have you on speaker.
You sound great. You sound like you're, in a room in your house and yet with good technological skills.
Well, I do the best I can. I have a business partner and bandmate of mine named Josh Philbrick, and he is definitely our more technical director in our little organization here.
Well, tell us all about it. We're very excited to hear more. We just started running some information about your new project today. Fill us in a bit on Candlelight Welding Club.
Well, thank you. I'm really happy to be doing that for your audience. So Candlelight Welding Club, we initially started out as a band, and actually a fairly new band, and we sort of founded that in a... by naming the band and kind of figuring out what we're really about and what we want to do in February of this year, so not too long ago. and we had, lined up some performances and just really excited to get out there, hit the turf and start playing. And then, of course, the operating environment sort of changed.
Mm.
yes, sir. So there's four members of our band, but as I mentioned, Josh Philbrick of the Philbrick Brothers Studio, he does a sound recording business of his own. Him and I are both business partners, and so what we decided is, since we're really excited and motivated to be, doing all things musical, as musicians, and he's a sound engineer, we decided, well, why don't we just try to focus on what's going on right now with people with, obviously with COVID-19 and how that's disrupting people. And this is, I guess, kind of a long-winded story, but how we got where we are now is actually has a lot to do with sort of that quarantine karaoke revolution that Joe Myers founded and is now just a huge giant thing. And what we got out of that is that really, clearly most everybody has some musical inclinations, whether it's just listening to music or maybe something more. People like to write poetry. People certainly like to sing in the shower. I know I do. People do obviously like to do karaoke. And even more so, I feel like that really was more a part of people's lives, family life. To kind of sit around the fire, so to speak, and play music and sort of entertain yourselves. And with this quarantine and stuff, what we decided is, we do have a bunch of different types of skills. I'm a guitarist, a songwriter, singer, and Josh plays multiple instruments. And of course, like I mentioned, does the sound and video editing and recording. And so what we came up with is we've been offering songwriting classes as kind of the biggest thing, both group classes that are more like, fundamentals of songwriting and how to improve your processes, and then also one-on-one sessions where people that do have these sort of inclinations, that maybe they want to write their own song, maybe they play an instrument, but they don't really, or they have a harder time with writing lyrics. What we offer is basically help with that, because we do this every day. I certainly do, and kind of help them write their own song, so to speak. We think it's really great. It's super fun. We've had a number of clients so far, and really just they seem to enjoy it. I certainly enjoy it. And then we offer some other things like guitar lessons for beginners. And of course, Josh offers studio recording with the Philbrick Brothers Studio.
Well, and Tom, I think the timing is great for this. And, it was in a way by accident, because no one would have predicted that we'd be in this situation. But you've talked to so many people who say, well, I've got a little extra time. I'm home. And you think of all the things that people have on their bucket list that they want to do. And I know for a lot of people, learning to play an instrument, learning to play guitar, writing songs, finishing songs that have been lying around. This is a great opportunity for people to do it, but to get some expert help in doing it, and to get to get people who've done it before and who've been there and who know what it's like to start and not sure what the next step should be.
Yeah, I absolutely. Again, I hate to sound dramatic, but I really do see, you know, what's going on right now. Obviously, it's hugely impactful in just a whole bunch of ways, but I think it's really, sort of like a revolution in a way of musical resurgence for a lot of people. And, you know, I know it is for me. I think there's just a lot of value. It's fun. And it's really, I found, just as a musician, you know, collaborating with musicians or whatever, that it's just way easier when you work with friends. You know, with you, when you collaborate with somebody, they can really help you speed up the process. And because I do it every day and try to demonstrate that for our, you know, limited audience, since we're, you know, real new, is that it is fun and easy. Music is fun, certainly. It's very important. I mean, from a health standpoint, just like being social is, music is just as important, I feel. And so it's just a heck of a lot of fun. And we're just really happy to be able to reach out, you know, to your audience. We really like your program a lot, of course. And so this is exciting to be able to talk on your program.
Well, so for people who want to get more information, you've got a Facebook page. What are the different ways folks can get in touch with you?
Pretty much however you want. You can, of course, call me direct or text. I'm very I'm very good at, technically. I do that all the time. So you can call or text me. My name's Tom Richmond, and my direct phone number is 207-991-2729. But certainly, we have a Facebook page. You can message us that way. And our email address is Candlelight Welding Club. It's all one word there, Candlelight Welding Club. And that's at gmail.com. And then lastly, I guess I just say we do have a website. Pretty much everything, we want to keep updating the website to reflect what's going on currently. We're just moving really fast right now, but we try to keep that updated. And so pretty much all of our information is on our website, which is candlelightweldingclub.com. Again, just kind of all one word.
That's fantastic. And down the road, and we've talked online about this, that when we get back to a little bit more to normalcy, you guys look to do some other things as well and expand the services that you're offering once we can all be in the same room together.
Yeah, absolutely. And thank you for saying that, because that was our original intent. Like I said, we have some gigs lined up with some really, you know, great venues like 2 Feet Brewing Company in Bangor, Mossy Ledge Spirits in Etna, Maine. Those guys are doing all sorts of incredible work. Actually, both of those businesses are doing a lot of stuff for the community right now during this kind of hard time. But in any event, and we also wanted to do a lot of services for venues in the sense of karaoke and open mic and trivia night, kind of be like one-stop shopping for venues, to schedule up to a year ahead, you know, and provide really great value with those sort of services. But I'm glad that you mentioned that, since unfortunately everybody's on hiatus, not just Candlelight Welding Club. But in the meantime, I'm not sure that I mentioned that basically everything that I was talking about for these direct services for the artist is all online. It's all really primarily we use Facebook Messenger and a Google account so that we can share like a Google document to share lyrics. So basically all that you really need is obviously a desire to want to develop your songwriting or guitar skills and then basically just have an internet connection, preferably Facebook Messenger and a Google account. And that's really all we need. It's helpful to have like a big monitor maybe. But other than that, that's all you need. And it's really inexpensive to get started working on something that could be really memorable for you and your family members. And, you know, once you write a song, it's forever. So it's pretty cool thing to do.
I love it. Well, I think it's a great idea. And knowing you, I know it's going to be a big success. And we're happy to partner in getting the word out there. We'll, by the way, have our interview up on our website, Tom, with all the contact information there as well. So people can check if they want to get in touch and should. It would be a wonderful thing to do. Tom Richmond, Candlelight Welding Club. Check him out on Facebook, online. And again, our interview on the website will have all the contact info. Tom, we appreciate it. And we'll check in with you again down the road and see how things are going.
Thank you so very much, Rich and Terry. Thank you, and we'll talk to you again sometime soon.
You got it. Thanks a lot, Tom. Tom Richmond, again, it's CandlelightWeldingClub.com. Check them out on Facebook to maybe get a little creative there with the help of some folks who know what they're doing.